Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, it was muggy yesterday. I know the meteorologists say they don't like to use muggy until it gets to X degree of humidity or whatever, but it felt like summertime outside to me yesterday. You can feel that way today, too. Warm and humid, some clouds around, highs of 84. Tomorrow, even warmer, highs between 85 and 90. Then Saturday, highs of 84. Rains on Sunday, 70% chance for showers. Not heavy like it was last Wednesday, but still a lot of rain. Highs of 70 in advance of a cold front, which clears out just in time for Monday. Lower humidity, highs of 74. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, talk about LSU and a transfer portal. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing well, Tommy.
What are your takeaways from spring practice before we get to the transfer portal? I know we spoke about it a little bit before, but just in general.
Well, just in general, looks like LSU will be really good on offense again next season. Will it be as historic and record-breaking as it was? And will Garrett Nussmeier be a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback? I don't know about all that, but I think this offense is going to be able to hold its weight. And again, the question mark is defensively. And I'm not sure how much it improved. I think they've figured out some things as far as how they where they want to play Harold Perkins, where they want to play Major Burns, Sage Ryan, and Jarden Gilbert. As far as the safeties, I think Brian Kelly feels fairly confident about his edge rushers, and they still got to figure out defensive tackle and cornerback at this point.
Yeah, what interests me is that Brian Kelly saying that he thought the cornerbacks were going to come from, the solution would come from the current roster. Did he say that? Am I quoting him right?
Yeah, I think they, I mean, they got enough guys back there. I think the
but
last
are they
time,
the right ones?
Yeah, that's the question. Do they have a bona fide starter at corner? Is Zy Alexander someone who was finally finding his groove, the transfer from Southeastern Louisiana? He was finally finding his groove last season, but then went down with an ACL injury. Based on what we heard, he'll be ready for fall camp, but you never can tell. And then I think they're still searching. And since we're here talking about the transfer portal, I think if they can find a starter at cornerback, a guy they think they can put in there, and he could be a starter, a veteran guy, kind of like Jerick Bernard Converse a couple years ago, who was a guy who played a lot at Oklahoma State and was a solid starting cornerback at LSU when he transferred here. If they can find another guy like that, I think they would certainly go after him and hope to get him to come to LSU.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the whole transfer portal process. For people that don't know, it started on April what?
Well, April 16th, so that was Tuesday. There's two transfer portal window opportunities. There's one at the conclusion of the regular season, and then there's one that comes at the end of spring football. So this is an opportunity for players where they're looking at the depth chart, they're looking at their situation at their current school and saying, you know what, this isn't really the spot for me. I need to go somewhere else. Or some guys went to a group of five school and they're maybe looking to finish out their college career at a power five school. So the window's open, or it opened on Tuesday, and it remains open between to April 30th. Now, that's just to get into the portal. LSU and other schools can continue to sign guys out of the portal beyond April 30th. But if you want to get in there and have an opportunity to go play somewhere else, you have this two-week period right now.
So you have to declare, but you don't have to sign?
You don't have to sign. And you can always go back to the school that you were at. But usually, once you get into the transfer portal, that pretty much means that you're ready to move on and go somewhere else.
In a way, it's really not unlike the NFL managing a roster and doing scouting and attracting free agents, and even, I hate to say salary cap, but when you look at scholarships, it's kind of like you got to manage the scholarship same way almost.
Yes, very much so, because when spring football ended for LSU, they had 88 scholarship players, and the maximum is 85. So you needed some attrition here, and they've already received that. Connor Gilbreth, Kai Prian, Ryan Robinson, Jackson Howard, those are four guys that were on LSU's roster that have entered the transfer portal. So that now, I believe Robinson, though, was a preferred walk-on, but still, those are at least three scholarship players that have entered the transfer portal, so that gets LSU down to 85. They'll probably lose a couple more players here, and again, these are guys that are kind of at the bottom of the roster. But it is also very interesting that you said kind of like managing
salary cap,
because NIL is a huge factor in this, Tommy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys that are going into the transfer portal are trying to find out what schools are willing to offer them financially as well through the NIL. So that's a big part of it too.
Okay, what schools can offer them through the NIL, or what might be available through the, because the school can't directly offer it, right?
Or can they can't, but like
not
LSU.
Judge, wink, wink.
Yeah, but yeah. LSU does have a collective like many other schools do, and that is kind of what steers the ship, if you would, as far as directing NIL payments to athletes. Now, granted, that money is not coming directly from the school. It's whether it's money that private businesses have put up. And based on what, especially those that are big into the NIL game as far as providing funding and resources for it, LSU is in a better position this year than they were a season ago. So that might allow them to get some of the top players. I mean, LSU was in pursuit for several guys last year, and they were not able to sign them. Keon Coleman, the wide receiver, that is one guy that you think about, that a Louisiana native from Opelousas had an opportunity to come to LSU, decided to go to Florida State instead of LSU.
What do you mean collective? How does that work?
Well, a collective is, again, it's a term kind of, it's, you have the Tiger Athletic Foundation.
You see, the fact that you had to go through all of that tells me, boy, they're dancing on the line here. You
yeah,
know what
they
I'm
are.
Saying?
They are dancing on the line. But so you have the Tiger Athletic Foundation, and that's basically an arm of the athletic department that raises money privately for capital projects. And now the collective is someone that helps. It is connected to the university. And it gets the business community together and gets them all on the same page as far as providing NIL opportunities for student athletes.
So the collective is affiliated with the university?
Bayou Traditions is the name of LSU's collective.
Okay. And the employees are of the university?
No, they're not of the university, no.
But what they do is they, quote, volunteer, right?
Well, I wouldn't say volunteer. They're all getting paid, the people that are on the collective.
They're getting paid by somebody to help LSU.
Yeah, they raise funds to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for LSU athletes.
Do they?
And they make the NI deals accessible. They allow, and so it's basically so you don't have all these different you know, whether it's businesses, lawyers, whatever it is who are funding the NIL, it's all to get them on the same page. You don't have some rogue business out there doing one thing and then another business doing another. It gets it all on the same page. It also gives the university understanding of who is in the game, if you would. So when schools do approach players coming out of high school or players that are in the transfer portal, they could say, hey, here are the NIL opportunities that we have for you.
Is this done player by player, or is this done a big pool of money? Or I'm just wondering how close it is to being an agent for the player.
Well, all these players, a lot of them do have agents, or I mean, I guess it's maybe not the strict word or the definition that when you think of, but a lot of them have representatives, right? I mean, I mean for these kids and the parents as well, a lot of them aren't sure exactly how this is all working, so you need kind of a representative. But
Jordan sends me a note here, says that Brian Kelly can't have any knowledge or say so of what the NIL collective is doing. But that to me seems like a political action committee where the candidate can't have any knowledge or say so of what the political action committee is doing.
That is a very, very good comparison.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk about defensive tackles. And who is it, Gio Pies? What's he all about? 6'3", 310 pounds from Indiana, I think. 6'21". More with Jeff Palermo. When we come back, y'all got any questions? 504-260-1870. It seems as though they may as well just, you know, admit the emperor doesn't have any clothes on and just start paying the athletes. 6'21", traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Thursday morning, talking to Jeff Palermo. The transfer portal opened on the 16th. I got that right, Jeff?
Yes, that's right.
And it's open until the 30th. The players can sign. And then there's something else with the Southeast Conference that's kind of different, too, with the portal.
Yes, there is. There is a rule in the Southeastern Conference that if you enter during the spring transfer portal window, you cannot transfer to another Southeastern Conference school. So, for instance, former Ponchatoula star Jacoby Matthews, who is or was at Texas A&M, has entered the transfer portal, or he got in here in the spring. He is not allowed to go to LSU or any other SEC school. Now, I will say this. Student athletes, college athletes have had a lot of success in the courts here challenging various rules when it comes to the freedom of players to come and go and do what they want, in a sense. So you could potentially challenge it in court, but then again, the season is basically almost right around the corner now, right? Mm-hmm. It's in August, so to get a positive judgment in your fashion in that time period may be difficult, but all it takes is one player to potentially challenge that role, and you never know. Now, that does not graduate transfers are different. If you're a grad, that's a player who spends 4 years at a university or three and graduates, and now they're looking on playing their final year or two of eligibility as a graduate. You could, if you entering the transfer portal now, go to another SEC school if you are coming from one.
You know, speaking of that, Gio Pies joins, signs with LSU. He's a defensive tackle. We'll talk about him in a second. He was kind of showing off during the ReliaQuest Bowl when Wisconsin played LSU. That's where he's coming from. I said Indiana before, but it's Wisconsin. And I think what's interesting about this is that Brian Kelly knows that LSU badly needs defensive tackles, right?
Yeah, he seems fairly comfortable with Jacobian Guillory being one of his starting defensive tackles. Guillory is he's been on this LSU roster for a long time now. He's from Alexandria, and he could be your run stopper. But who will be the other guy? That is the question mark. And Gio Paez is one guy who actually got into the transfer portal back in the after the regular season and has been just kind of hanging out there. He announced that he was going to transfer prior to the transfer portal window opening, and now he's finally in there, and LSU has gotten his commitment. So Paez is a guy who's actually from Los Angeles originally. He's been at Wisconsin for a long time, kind of waited his time to become a starter there. He was a reserve. He signed at Wisconsin back in 2019, so he's an older guy. Made a half a dozen starts this past season, played really well, and now he's got an opportunity to compete here at LSU at one of the defensive tackle positions.
Yeah, that was a question I had. He played at Wisconsin for 5 years. Now he's signed with LSU. I don't understand the eligibility thing. Can they play forever? I don't
understand. Well, he redshirted 2019. 2020 is a free year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So really his first true year of playing was in 2021. So this would be his fourth year of eligibility. Now this is an example of a graduate transfer. Graduate transfers, again, the transfer portal window doesn't necessarily, that's not for them. Graduate transfer, as soon as you graduate from your school and you're looking for somewhere else, or you're planning on graduating in May like he is, you can go ahead and get in. You can go ahead and transfer whenever you want as a graduate transfer.
I didn't know if it was Paez or Pies. I saw it pronounced both ways. I did know watching a little bit of his highlights. He says he wants to get more sacks, but he seems to be more of a, I don't know if it's a three-tech guy or not, but he takes up a couple of offensive linemen, right? That's his thing?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But LSU certainly interested in several other guys. Philip Lilly from Indiana. He's a guy that actually visited LSU this past weekend. LSU has also offered Kent State defensive tackle C.J. West. So those are a couple other guys that LSU is interested in bringing in.
And I would think that'd be an attractive place for defensive tackles who want to come to LSU, right?
I would think so. You got an opportunity to start on a really good team. So
and shine.
Yes. And you got a very good defensive line coach in Bo Davis. He's considered one of the best.
Used to be my own legal firm, Start and Shine. Thank you, Jeff. Have a
all
good
right,
day.
Tommy.
Appreciate your insight. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Take a break. Come back. Talk to Mike Strang, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!